This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Here we go. Hour number 3 of the G-Bag Nation. Final day of the year. Will Chambers stepping in. He's a Foxhole guy. He's a teammate right there.
What
New
up?
Year's looking sharp, looking fly. We got Brian Broaddus, the Super Bowl champion, Lucius Alexander, G-Bag of the Day, L.A. Live, commercial-free expressway coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But Will Chambers ready to steer this ship all the way into the new year.
It was this time last year where I was joining all you guys from the field at the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And that was
Texas, Ohio State.
That was a freaking game, bro. If we get another game like that tonight, that would be all time.
We could.
What are you thinking? What are you feeling? I'm obviously pulling for my playmaker, Michael Irvin, Hurricanes.
So, to me, this will tell us exactly what Ohio State was or was not during the Big Ten title game.
Okay.
For the first time all season, you had a defensive unit that was paying rent in the Ohio State backfield, offensive backfield. That has not happened all year. Now, was that because they had a down game? Was it because they are fresh off of beating Michigan and they really weren't playing for all that much? Could it be that? It could be. Or it could, because Miami's defensive front is awesome.
They are.
Is really, really good.
They are.
And I think that we'll probably know, you know, within the first quarter or so that if they're consistently getting pressure, this could be a longer night for Ohio State. Now, that being said, Ohio State has the best roster. They've got the best team in the country. Carson Beck, if Ohio State is playing well, Carson Beck has to be perfect. That's asking a lot.
Yeah.
It's interesting, too, because Carson Beck's the veteran. He's the guy that's played in big games, and I don't know that I trust him any more than I trust the guy who's the freshman, really first time in a moment like this, Julian Sain.
Right.
I'm more concerned about Beck in this game.
Beck's played pretty well in the last month.
No, he has.
Have you watched quarterback tape yet?
No, I generally wait until after the playoff games to do the quarterback stuff. So
okay.
I'm 55 players into this thing. Not one of them a quarterback. But yes, I've seen quarterbacks in the, like, whoa, that was a decent throw. Oh, that was a good throw.
Been more consistent.
Yeah.
He has. But in the games where Miami has lost this year, when you think about the SMU game, when you think about the Louisville game.
Oh, man.
What do you have, 4 interceptions in that game?
Not good.
So in their 2 losses, he's got 6 of his 10 interceptions on the season. So, and Patricia will dial it up on you.
Patricia's going to hide all kinds of different things. I mean, he is That's maybe the most complicated defense that we've seen in college football. I mean, in a long time, maybe ever. I don't know. I mean, all these quarterbacks, they all talk about the offensive coordinators and the coaches and other teams are like, they did not know really what they were running. They mask it really, really well.
Yeah, and this is now a game where they've got, what, they've had like dang near a month off or something. Yeah. So, I mean, they will have extra things that that they haven't even put on tape all year.
I think there you go. That's what you – with a coach like this, this is going to be a Belichick-like plan, a Super Bowl-like plan. If you think about it, there's going to be something that Matt Patricia – if this game, in fact, is close, if, in fact, that Miami might be driving for the game-winning field goal or game-tying field goal or game-tying touchdown – this will be a game that Matt Patricia will have something pulled back and has not used in the game. Well, something, some type of blitz, some type of coverage. He could do a lot of things with this front. He could do a lot of things with, you know, with downs, the way that he plays, the way he could kind of move him around. So I guarantee you there will be something that if Miami is in fact trying to get back in the game, there's going to be a blitz or a scheme look that they had not seen. And then we're going to talk about it, you know, at the end of the game. And somebody's going to say, yeah, we threw this cover six at him. And then and it confused Beck. And, you know, we got the interception.
And conversely, what kind of different thing does, you know, Cristobal and that offense try to get Malachi Toney to do something that Ohio State has not seen him do all year? I mean, I think it's probably going to be a close game just because I don't think it's going to be high scoring.
Agreed. I don't think so either, unless Beck's turning the ball over left and right.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing this will be a low scoring game with both defenses being awesome. But Ryan Day calling the plays now. I mean, he'll uncork that thing a little bit more than Brian Hartline.
He's a great play caller.
Yeah. So going to be a lot of fun. Can't thank Will Chambers enough for stepping in so I can get out there. But now it's time for the fix.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we gonna use these for?
Intimidation.
You know I gotta get my fix, man.
We start with sad news. Adam Schefter reported earlier today. By the way, if you missed it, Trayvon Diggs claimed off waivers by the Green Bay Packers.
You weird for that.
So Trayvon Diggs is now, once again, teammates with Micah Parsons. Buccaneers play-by-play voice.
No.
Gene Dekeroff.
No.
We should have talked before this today.
Oh.
I didn't even think, because, you know, we're splitting the show of
the content overlap.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess I'm crossing that one out.
I'm sorry.
That was something I was going to bring up for Broadus.
Yeah. What happened?
Yeah, well,
I didn't
I'll just tease you with it. Go with it. He writes, he has served as the voice of the team for 37 seasons, a span that ranks as the third longest play-by-play tenure for an NFL club behind the Eagles' Merrill Reese and our very own Brad Sham of the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. He announced he will retire after this season.
Wow.
Our TD Tuesdays got a little less fun.
Yeah.
Next week might have to be, I mean, hopefully the Buccaneers put up like 7 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Like the Patriots did on Sunday versus the Jets, and we can just have a million Dekeroff TDs. We're going to have to send him off into the sunset in a very, very respectful fashion because he is just phenomenal.
He is great. I like the fact that it's like, you know, it's passing outside, ball caught, yeah. And I like the fact that he's kind of catching up to the
he skips the words.
Yeah.
I love how he skips the words. It's a football, it's a touchdown,
That's incredible.
Yeah, who cares how the sausage is made? Here's the sausage.
Yeah, exactly. So that is.
I thought you were going to tell me that he passed
died.
On. Yeah.
No,
just a career.
Would that
death.
Be a burial at sea?
It might be.
Would we have to sail the Buccaneers ship out there and burial at sea?
Yeah, that would. I think you would have to do something like that.
Wayne Larrivee's got to be up there. You just named the longest tenured. Larrivee with Green Bay's got to be close.
Well, I'll tell you what, I remember it was when we won the Super Bowl, I think it was Jim Irvin.
Because Larrivee was with the Bears.
Yeah, and then he went over. But like Larry McCarron was there when we won the Super Bowl in 96. But yeah, that's.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought he was kind of already there at that point.
McCarron was with Jim Irwin.
Okay.
And then like I said, I remember Wayne Larrabee with, like I say, I remember listening to the Bears.
Yeah.
And him doing the Bears broadcast.
And the Bulls on WGN TV.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll get up out of here.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here with this, with the Pro Football Hall of Fame finalists, Will Chambers, who's your five? You have Willie Anderson. You have Drew Brees. You have Jari Evans. You have Larry Fitzgerald, Frank Gore, Torrey Holt, Luke Kuechly, Eli Manning, Terrell Suggs, Adam Vinatieri, Reggie Wayne, Kevin Williams, Jason Witten, Darren Woodson, and Marshall Yanda. Who's your five? Now, Broadus gets the opportunity. He has like a real Hall of Fame voter that reaches out to him. Yeah, and is like, hey, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I have a Hall of Fame
on
voter.
This. So who are your five, Broadus? You did Brees, you did Fitzgerald, you did Woodson, Witten, and you did Kuechly.
Kuechly, yeah.
That was your five.
That would be mine. They exactly would have been mine.
Yeah.
The two.
Oh, the Witten.
The two obvious to me are like no doubters are Willie Anderson, Drew Brees, right?
See, to me, Willie Anderson, I didn't go there. I did not go there with the Willie Anderson one.
I think it's Brees, no doubt.
I think Willie Anderson was good. I don't think Willie Anderson is a Hall of Famer.
The problem is that they sucked for so long.
Maybe that's
while
why
he was there.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like Joe Thomas with the Browns.
Yeah. I think that he was, while he was there, everybody was like, okay, I mean, it was the second coming of Anthony Munoz.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong, good player. I thought you were going to say these wide receivers that you were going to have a problem with Torrey Holt.
It's
and those
really,
guys.
It's really
Dude, Torrey
hard.
Holt and Reggie Wayne put up ridiculous numbers.
Wide receiver,
and they're both Super Bowl champions.
It is a tough one because, you know, some are obvious. Like Larry Fitzgerald played a lot of his career with Anquan Boldin, but we think of Fitzgerald, and when you think of Torrey Holt, I also think of Isaac Bruce.
Yeah.
When you think of Reggie Wayne, you also think of
Marvin Harrison. Yeah.
And you know, maybe that sometimes is a little bit unfair.
Yeah.
I feel like, but that's I don't know. That's how I look at it. I mean, I still believe that they're Hall of Famers because when you break down their numbers, you're just like, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I quite realized that.
I know. We ran through Holt's and Wayne's numbers last night, and it was just season after season of ridiculous yards and touchdowns.
The one guy that I voted for on this list, on my list, I love Woodson. He's one of my favorite players I've ever had the honor of working with. I think Drew Brees is the most... No question.
No brain.
No question.
Well, I mean, he held how many records at one point? I mean, he had the most yards.
Most yards, had
most completions.
For, yeah, and, a bunch of them there for a while.
And the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So it's like, boom, you're in.
No question about him.
I mean, obviously the one that everybody's going to, you know, just go back and forth on is the whole Eli thing. But what's so tough about Eli is that you look at it and you go, to be in the Hall of Fame, you want it to be, my old partner Jacques used to say, what's your immediate thing like that Hall of Fame player?
Yeah.
When you watched Eli Manning play, at no point throughout his career Is it in entirety, does he feel at all like a Hall of Fame player?
No.
But he had two Hall of Fame quality runs. I mean, he was a, they had a great defense. He was fabulous in those playoffs, and especially in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. The thing I think about, in there's quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame that probably, like, the Bob Greasys,
yeah,
the Lynn Dawsons, yeah, you know.
Joe Namath.
Yeah, they were good players. Eli Manning was a 500 quarterback.
Yeah,
with a lot of interceptions.
A lot of interceptions.
He's not a first ballot guy.
A lot of turnovers. I think he was very fortunate to be on some great defenses. I think Tom Coughlin had some well-coached teams there. But, man, if you're telling me that he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, I'd struggle with that. The eye test to me.
Totally.
The eye test is, oh, well, look what he did. He threw the ball to David Tyree, and it worked out to, you know, be a great catch. I just can't see him as a 500 quarterback with all those turnovers. Just don't. I just can't do this.
He played 16 years.
Yeah.
Made the Pro Bowl four times.
Yeah.
Not all pro.
Yeah.
Pro Bowl.
Right.
See, that's the thing about it. And he had a streak where he was playing as a quarterback consecutive games. And then, for some reason, they didn't play him a game against the Raiders, and it messed up his streak. But he was on one of those 180 straight game streaks. And you think about durability and all that. But by the end of his career, and I guess maybe you could say it about a lot of these quarterbacks, I'd watch the film, and it was nothing but chuck and flinch watching him throw the football. Drop back, duck, throw it. That kind of, man, it's hard for me to say that's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
All right, boys, I love you. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Canes, Broadus,
Lucius. Happy New Year.
Good luck to you. We'll talk to you at some point.
Yeah, I'll text you when I get in the building.
Okay.
Or close to it.
Drive fast.
I will take chances.
You know what's funny about that? I remember this so vividly, Brian, that I'm on the phone with one of my best friends, one of my roommates in college. He's a huge Giants fan. And this is with like a game or so to go in the regular season.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, man, I'm sorry, dude. Just like, Eli ain't it. Like, you're never going to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, they went 9-7.
Yeah.
Both times they went 9-7. And he looked awful. He couldn't even complete screen passes.
And then all of a sudden. The playoff run. Yeah.
It was just incredible.
Well, they won four straight games on the road, I believe, is what they do. If you include the Super Bowl, four straight games on the road.
Oh, that's wild.
It is wild.
What are we doing next?
What we're doing is what we call the Big Board Report, and we need people to text in because it's ask me some draft questions. If you got those, that's what we do on the Big Board Report. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.